The White House is bound and determined to drive costs out of how agencies buy common items. The strategy is called category management. Now the Office of Federal Procurement Policy names 10 people to manage categories that represent some $270 billion in spending. Contractors better start paying attention, says Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. He joins me now with why. So Larry, this has been building for some time, but it seems to be getting more crescendoed here as they announce these 10 managers. What are they supposed to do?
Tom, the 10 category managers are supposed to be the ones who quickly come up with recommendations to OMB on how to consolidate government acquisition, how to do, if you will, the acquisition part of shared services, leveraging best practices in certain government agencies. These category managers are really kind of supposed to be the thought leaders in their respective fields to make recommendations about the best way the government can acquire a host of things, whether it's real estate, transportation services, products, services, what have you.
All right, and there's a deadline coming up on all of this from the category leaders themselves, correct?
That's right. The category leaders are charged with speaking with industry and with other government agencies right now. And the Office of Federal Procurement Policy has asked each category manager to report back with preliminary recommendations by mid-March. That underscores a couple of things, Tom. One, it underscores the seriousness with which this OMB would like to move forward with category management. But the other thing it says is, look, we're not going to be here for a lot longer in terms of our political management, so we really want to get as far down the road as quickly as we can while we still have this team in place.
So do you think contractors can maybe call up the category managers and offer ideas at this point?
I would recommend that. The list of category managers was just posted by the Office of Management and Budget. They're well known to people in the acquisition community. There weren't a lot of surprise names. Then there were good names, too, people who you would expect to be good thought leaders in their respective areas. So, you know, whether it's on an individual company-by-company basis or through an industry group that you might belong to, I think it's important to understand what it is these people are thinking and to be able to shape part of the process. And there's excellent reason to believe that that's possible, Tom. The IT category management group is probably further down the road than most, and they've done an excellent job of reaching out to industry on some of their initiatives.
Do you think that category management will ultimately result in fewer contractors having an opportunity?
You know, that's certainly possible in some areas. When you speak with the officials at OMB, though, they'd say that their intention isn't to do another version of strategic sourcing so that there's always one catch-all contract for whatever category we happen to be discussing. So while some contracts in some areas may be winnowed down, in other areas the solution may be to just leverage best practices and lessons learned across different agencies. So at a minimum, though, contractors need to understand what's happening. One of the things I think is surprising a lot of people, Tom, is that category management is moving full steam ahead, even though this administration is running out of time. So while some had, I think, initially thought they could sit out the clock and until the current appointees left, I'm not so sure that's the case now.
That is to say that category management is a good management idea that really doesn't have a political color to it.
Well, certainly, if you look at the category managers who've been tasked for their areas, they are not political people. They are, by and large, career government employees, and they're going to be around no matter who's in the White House or in the Office of Management and Budget. And if we have enough momentum going with category management, then there's every reason to believe that it will carry over in one form or another into next year and the year after that.
And Larry, is IT a single category under category management?
Well, there's IT solutions, but underneath that, Tom, certainly there's a big difference between products and services and solutions And there's an acknowledgement there. We've already seen some work being done on the product side, for example. And I think the work to come will probably focus on the solutions side, totally different set of players and totally different set of dollars.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, your other blog posting I thought was interesting. You say that contract duplication initiatives are getting a challenge from a cloud contract. That seems to be a collision of worlds. What's going on?
Well, again, we're talking this week, Tom, a lot about the Office of Management and Budget, but that just happens to be how it shakes out. And Office of Management and Budget has gone out and told agencies through both Tony Scott, the federal CIO, and Ann Rung, the head of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, look, we want you to end contract duplication. We want to standardize on a few IT contracts, particularly now for desktop and laptop computers. But we also are requiring you, and FITARA requires, a business case now for any multiple award contract with a value of $50 million or more. And we want you to have a business case, and the idea is it's going to be pretty tough for any agency to meet the bar for a new contract idea if there's already existing contracts. The trick is GSA really wants to move forward with a cloud solution, a discrete cloud contract. At the same time, Tom, the agency currently has two and is about to have a third contract through which cloud services can be provided. Today, agencies can use at least GSA's Alliant vehicle as well as the schedule, which has a specialized cloud portion to it for cloud services. And it's possible that other GSA vehicles might do some cloud business. So you have two today. You're about to have, with the award of GSA's Enterprise Information Services contract, a huge telecom contract, probably what many would consider to be the main way through which agencies would get cloud solutions from a GSA vehicle. A discrete cloud contract, Tom, therefore, would be a fourth vehicle. Why you need a constant set of duplication, whether it's for cloud or any other solution, I'm not sure. But you certainly don't need four inside the same agency.
And what about that big new Army, ITES 3H, I think it was called, $5 billion, 17 contractors. There could be cloud hidden there somewhere, too.
Well, I think certainly within the ITES program, whether it's the contracts that were awarded this week or the contracts that will be awarded under the RFP coming out shortly, Army is going to do its own thing. We've also seen this week that DISA has come out with the next iteration of its MIL cloud. So DISA has a vehicle, and the Navy is standing up its own cloud store for Navy buyers to come and buy cloud solutions. So there are an awful lot of ways you can get cloud solutions in the federal government today, Tom.
It's almost as if clouds have become their own category for the category managers.
Somewhere I think I hear a Carpenter song about clouds going by, but maybe we won't go there.
All right, Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. Stay in the sun. Thanks for joining me.
Tom, thanks as always, and good hunting.
We look at clouds from both sides now. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.